8:56 and 66 degrees. Time to check on commodity markets this morning with Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Hi there, Brian. And the grain markets are just trying to rally a little bit. Wheat's not getting the job done, however. Looking at the prices, December corn at 366 and a quarter is a penny and a half higher. March, 387 and a quarter, up a penny and a half. New crop December at 399 and three quarters is up one. We did see wonderful export bookings this morning. The trade's been looking for some good ones, and we sure got it this morning at 56.3 million bushel. I have noticed that the river basis has improved this week for corn, not so much on the ethanol processor basis as those margins continue to slip. The heavy Midwest rains that are forecast really over the next 7 to 10 days suggest that we could see further basis tightening in the country. The crude oil market has been on fire all week. It is down a little bit this morning, but I think that's provided a little underlying support on the corn. December corn futures, the nearby December, is trading again at 366 and a quarter, up a penny and a half. Has been dancing around this 50-day moving average. That 50-day average today is at 367 and a half. On the soybean side of things, we're up about 4 or 4.5 cents in the nearby months, 865 and three quarters on the nearby November, up 4 and a quarter. The January at 880, up 4 and a quarter. New crop November, 932 and a half, up 3 and 1/2. The meal market just made new highs for the morning trade here. December meal at $313.40 is up $2.20. Keep in mind that, again, we've seen a little bit of basis improvement on the river system. That would be probably Gulf bookings are starting to pick up. The Brazilian presidential election is this Sunday. This is just round one. Planting in Brazil has outpaced the normal planting pace, and some rains in the southern part of Brazil give them good moisture situation. We did see November beans push over that 50-day moving average today at $8.62 and a quarter. I think that probably created a little flurry of buying in here. Wheat markets about unchanged, a penny lower. December wheat is at 515 and three quarters. That's up a half. July, 552, down a quarter. These are the Chicago wheat prices. Australian dryness looks like it will continue. A building El Nino is there. That does spell some better news for Canada, which should get some moisture. On the livestock side of things, Brian, this market's been under some pressure. We do see good buying opportunities by the funds in the live cattle. They'll probably defend their long position. We've got the December cattle at 117.82. That's down 57 cents. November feeders a dollar and a quarter lower, 157.52. December hogs, 55.90, down a dollar and a quarter. We have seen the October move at to a much larger premium to these December hogs in here all week. On the outside markets, again, we've seen the crude oil really skyrocket this week up to four-year highs in the crude. We're down just 75 cents right now at 75.66. The metals markets are a little bit stronger. Again, today, that's been a very up-and-down market all week. The dollar index a little bit softer today. The Brazilian real is steady. We have seen the dollar gain against the peso, the yen, most of the importing countries of corn from the U.S. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you so much, Ellen. Ellen Dearden checking in as she does every Thursday with us here on WILL. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, partly cloudy skies, temperatures falling into the mid-60s, northeast wind gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with rain likely and a low of 54 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 66 degrees at 9:01.